You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent, and we've arrived in the season for crafts and artisan creations at holiday markets. We're going on a Wisconsin craft fair tour in just a moment. Right now, though, let's check in on our year-end member drive. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan. Good morning.
Good morning, Kate.
This is our year-end drive. Your support is vital to all the programs on WPR. It is the largest source of funding, our backbone. So take a few minutes right now to support the programs you count on with your year-end gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you want to get in on the member drive right away this morning, you can help us make our hourly goal of 15 gifts. This hourly goals, they're really important. They help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussion going strong on the Ideas Network. So please give now. WPR.org is a place to do it, or 888-202-2552.
So you might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. We do, though, get funding from federal government sources, from the state, but it is really the voluntary listener contributions that make up the largest share, the largest source of the pie for WPR programs.
And that means your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. So now that you know that, make your gift, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And WPR is personally important to you. It's probably also important for you that everyone in the state, all of the community, has access to this high-quality information and entertainment.
So become a member with a contribution of maybe $10 a month, or that's $120 a year, and you're not only doing something good for yourself, you're doing something great for the whole community. WPR is listener-supported, and that's why your participation right now is so important. Please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have an exciting drawing this drive. Donate any amount and you'll have 5 chances to win a Sonos One smart speaker. No contribution is necessary. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Smart Speaker Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer Kent, and I'm here with Jennifer Dargan. It's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this year-end member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you've decided it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And we know that you value your time, and we value your time too. So giving just takes a few minutes. You just give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Super quick, super easy to do. Your gift right now really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on every day, the station you wake up to every day at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Before 7 o'clock, we are looking for 15 more people to join in. The end of the year is a great time to take action on your values. So make your gift right now for the WPR programs you rely on year-round at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh my gosh, I love smart speakers. As an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you'll have 5 chances to win this Sonos One Smart Speaker. No contribution necessary. All details are at WPR.org/drawing. And better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much, and you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, here's a great time to become one. It's so easy to set up the monthly donation from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing support for the programs you love, like The Morning Show, and get automatically entered in the drawings we have during our member drives.
Your gift is powerful. It absolutely makes a difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. Pace yourself, because there are craft fairs and holiday bazaars popping up all over Wisconsin. A shout out to Candlelight Shopping in Mineral Point. Think luminarias lining the sidewalks. Hello to Waukesha Art Crawl and Holiday Market at Wild Rice Retreat in Bayfield. All of these set for tomorrow. So what's your favorite craft fair to go to in Wisconsin? We're at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 to join in. Shar Terbeest Kudla is a small business owner in Baraboo. She makes handbags out of upholstery fabrics. She's also the Very Merry director of the Very Merry Holiday Fair in Baraboo, which she founded, by the way, in 2007. It runs December 13th and 14th. Shar, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Here I am.
Here you are.
Here I am, and I'm also a sustainer.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your support. And let's find out first, before we get into all of these holiday craft fairs, how did you get into making handbags?
How did I get into making handbags? Well, I've been a handbag maker for 30 years, so that's a long time. And my business is Helen's Daughter's Studio, right here in Baraboo, Wisconsin. The way I got into it, I went to college at Stout in Menominee and majored in home economics education. And I taught school for about 14 years. And, you know, I taught sewing and cooking. And my mom taught my sister and I how to sew when we were 5 years old. So it's just something we love to do. And I was also looking for where there were holes in art fairs. And way back when, there were not people making handbags out of fabric. So that's how I started.
Oh, and so you kind of found your niche. And you have since made like more than 60,000 handbags?
Wow, you've done your research.
I mean, when I saw that number, I was like, oh, she's all in.
Well, I'm a maker. I'm someone who, you know, this is my job. That's what I tell people. I make handbags. That's my job. And I love my job. I'm super lucky that I am able to do something that I can make money at, that I love doing.
And you have a version of your handbag business in Wisconsin, and then your sister has a version in Minnesota. Do you two cross paths at all at these craft fairs? Do you do this together? What's that relationship like?
What that relationship is like, we decided way back when, that it was probably better that she had her own handbag business and I had my own handbag business. It's really hard to have a business within a family, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
and still love your sister. And by the way, my sister's name is Mariella. And she lives in Preston, Minnesota, and she's doing a show in the Twin Cities this weekend.
Well, when you go to these craft fairs as an artisan, what do you notice that's different about each fair in Wisconsin?
Well, every region is a little bit different. Every town has a different flavor. There are lots of different kinds of art and craft fairs. I wrote some down last night. I was thinking you might ask that question. And there are fine art fairs, you know, like the Milwaukee Lakefront. And then there are art and craft fairs and art fairs and craft fairs and vendor fairs. That's kind of a fair with a buy-sell aspect to it. People buy the items and then they sell them. They don't make them. And night markets, you know, Madison has night market. Baraboo is going to have a night market on, I think, the 20th, 19th.
Yeah, what is a night market and what makes that different from other holiday markets?
Well, I've not been to the Madison night market, but pretty much same. I believe a lot of night marketers are a little bit younger than I am. I couldn't imagine packing up my tent at 11 o'clock at night and, you know, getting in my van and driving back to Baraboo. But,
oh, sure. I mean, the day is yet young. There is still time.
At 11 o'clock at night, yeah, for many people. But I think night markets are really a draw for a lot of families, maybe a little bit more adult. You know, a lot of times there are adult beverages. But I see a lot of people bringing their families. And in the summertime, it's great. You know, because if it's not raining, it's a great place to take your family and wander and buy a pair of earrings or a cutting board or maybe a gift for yourself, gift for your mom, gift for your kids. And then there's a lot of food, like food trucks and food booths and adult beverages, too.
We are celebrating the tradition of holiday craft markets, getting a little flair for them with Shar Terbiest-Kudala. She's our guide. She heads up the Very Merry Holiday Fair in Baraboo. And a shout-out to the Tosa Holiday Pop-Up Shop in Wauwatosa tomorrow and the Crafty Fair in Madison. Do you go to holiday craft fairs? Is it a tradition for you? Which booths do you enjoy visiting? Who do you meet? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back for more Wisconsin Weekend here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, it is Wisconsin Weekend on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we are going around the state talking about holiday craft fairs. But right now, it's all about our year-end member drive. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan. Good morning.
Hi, Kate.
This is the time you count on WPR for in-depth discussions, and it's your support right now that keeps these conversations going strong all year round. Your gift right now makes a huge difference, both this year and as we head into 2020 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
With just about 40 minutes left in this hour, we are looking for 15 more people to join in. You can be our hero and be the first one to make a donation this morning. And thank you so much if you have already given.
And if you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
In just a month, there are hundreds of discussions on the Ideas Network.
There are.
And when you support WPR with a donation, you are essentially making all of those conversations possible. Take that simple and really powerful step right now when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And fun fact, here on the Morning Show, we have had nearly 1,100 guests this year.
Wow.
Just think of that. Mind-blowing, right? So we're talking a lot about becoming a sustainer this drive. And when you make ongoing monthly contributions from your bank account or your credit card, there's a nice benefit as a sustainer. You're automatically entered in member drive drawings.
And this could be your lucky drive. We have a drawing for a Sonos One smart speaker, and you will have 5 chances to win. So start your ongoing monthly gifts today, and you'll be entered in this drawing and all future ones when you become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This season, your gift to WPR can also feed people all over the state of Wisconsin. Give $10 or $20 a month to support your favorite WPR programs and help feed those facing hunger in your area. Do 2 good things with your gift to WPR right now when you choose one of the food bank gifts. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. Good morning, I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and I'm here with Jennifer Dargan. It is your support this morning during this year-end member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. So your gift on this Friday of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And if you've already made a donation this year, or if you're a sustaining Sustaining member, we want to say thank you so very much. And maybe you can consider making an extra gift of, say, $50 or $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join in this drive and thank you for your extra support for the programs that you enjoy every day.
We're looking for 15 pledges this hour. You know, we have these hour-by-hour goals so we can stay on track. Goals are so important. And WPR is listener-powered, and that is why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It is the guidepost to our mission, and it is so important.
And for many people, this is the season of giving. Support the radio you love, and you can do something extra. Choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll make a difference for WPR and for those facing hunger in your area.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by, say, $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 13 more pledges during this hour?
Yeah.
Your gift is so important. Make it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
It is Wisconsin Weekend, and we're on a tour of craft fairs and holiday markets. Dozens, hundreds, who knows the number of artisans sharing their creations all over the state at these markets. So a shout out to the Evansville Holiday Craft Fair. It boasts everything from A to Z. There's the South Milwaukee Downtown Christmas Market both tomorrow, and the Winter Market in Lake Mills on the 14th in their expansive middle school gym. So what is your favorite craft fair? Join in 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 to join the conversation. Char Terbiest Kudala stays with us, and she founded the Very Merry Holiday Fair in Baraboo. Well, Char, let's go around the state here. First stop is Hudson tomorrow, the Holiday Boutique and Craft Sale. What kind of craft sale is this?
Well, it is called, and we need some callers, too, to make some pledges, right?
That's very sweet.
it's called the Hudson Holiday Boutique and Craft Sale, and it is in the Hudson Middle School, and I think if you live in Hudson, you probably know where the middle school is, and it's from 9 a.m. to 3, and it says it's in its 10th year, and 170 artists and crafters. And things from cookies and candy and jewelry, lots of cute things. Really where I'm getting all my information is you just Google it or you go to Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Lots of these on Facebook. And what I love about these craft sales is that so often they are in school gyms.
Many of them are, because in some places that's the biggest room they have to put 170 artisans and crafters. So,
and it's also where you find your community. You find heart of your community. People know where their, you know, their high school is or their middle school is.
And I think the Hudson Fair is sponsored by the Youth Action Hudson, which supports youth activities. So a lot of these fairs are sponsored, like little groups like this,
mm-hmm.
who really help the community. And most of these shows are free. These fairs are free. And they do their fundraising by you buying a Coca-Cola or a hot dog or Christmas cookie and then shopping with your favorite crafters.
Okay, this one is a departure from the school gym idea. The one in La Crosse at the Pearl Street Brewery, this driftless market, what do you make of that?
I think that sounds like fun. It's the Driftless Market Holiday Exchange, and it's at the Pearl Street Brewery. another adult beverage place. And they have 20-plus artists. It says artists, creators, makers. And there will be food and music and brewskis and blacksmiths and spoon makers and stained glass and photography, jewelry, all of these fun things that you expect to see. This one, I think, might be a little bit different.
Okay.
And the people who are in this fair have made the items that you're going to see.
Okay.
So that's in La Crosse.
Yeah, so very much artisan-driven there. You know, one of my favorite places at the holidays is just going to Mineral Point, and what a beautiful town. And then they have this candlelight shopping. It sounds wonderful.
I have not been there, but it sounds fantastic. I have lots of friends who have galleries and shops in Mineral Point.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts on Saturday from 5 to 9. You know, it's dark at 5. So you can walk the streets with luminarias and carolers and chestnuts roasting somewhere.
So nostalgic. I just love
great.
That feel. Yeah. And then the Old World Christmas Market in Elkhart Lake, which is actually going on till December 15th. So not just a one-off day.
And it opens today, and it's under a tent that is heated. They say it's a football size, you know, the size of a football. It has about 200 exhibitors. My friend Sherry, who from Heart to Heart, says it's about 50% artisans and 50% buy-sell. And she also says they bring people from Europe to sell their goods.
Wow.
Also.
That's so cool. We're talking the crafts, the ornaments, the holiday craft fairs that are upon us. You never know what you'll find, who you'll meet. Char Terbiest-Kudula is our guide. She's a small business owner in Baraboo, and she founded the Very Merry Holiday Fair there a dozen years ago. What's your favorite craft fair and why? Are you an artist? What do you make? How busy are you this season? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back with Char Terbiest-Kudula after this news update here on the Ideas Network. We are enjoying holiday craft fairs on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Right now, though, let's check in on the status of our year-end member drive. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan. Good morning.
Good morning, Kate.
It is the year-end member drive here on the Ideas Network, and that means your financial support is the foundation for all these great discussions we have through the year that you enjoy every day. So make your tax-deductible year-end gift now for 2019 while you're at it this morning at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
An update on our goal. We have about 25 minutes left this hour to go to get 11 more folks to join in. And your gift right now is so very important. Be one of those 11 folks, because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Really enjoying this conversation about craft fairs across Wisconsin. We're talking to the director of the Very Merry Holiday Fair in Baraboo. And every Friday, we get a look at what's going on in Wisconsin for the weekend. And we meet folks from across the state. This is the kind of conversation and information you can really count on from the morning show.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888 202-252. It makes the many topics that you join us for every day possible. You never know what you might find out. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
Right. Everyone should make the gift that works for them. It's up to you. And for you, that might be a gift of $100 or $200 a month.
Maybe that's what you pay for cable or your family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day. So put a value on it on a Friday morning, like other things that are important to you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
At 6 o'clock, as soon as my husband gets out of bed, I turn on the radio in the room, and it's on the whole day. I decided to become a sustaining member because it's so convenient. I've been a contributor to public radio probably for close to 20 years. It's just a very convenient way for the money to come out of your checking account on a monthly basis. My name is Nancy, and I'm from Sheldon, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Go to WPR.org to join Nancy or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you rely on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Good morning. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan, and we're here to tell you that your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you choose $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on each and every gift.
And at WPR, you get to choose how much you give. That is a great, great opportunity. You can contribute any amount, and it makes a difference. So if you're having a hard time deciding, here are some suggested amounts. Maybe what you pay for Netflix, or maybe what you pay for cable.
Perhaps a cup of coffee that you're having right now, which, like WPR, is probably something you look forward to every day, or tea. So give now. You pick the amount. Your gift makes a difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're counting down the minutes and we're counting down the donations. We have about 20 minutes left this hour, and we're looking for 11 more people to join in. You can start a tradition right now. Make a gift for the programs that you've enjoyed this past year and that you'll rely on this coming year. You make WPR possible when you give. It's that easy. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you'll have five chances to win that Sonos One Smart Speaker. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much, and you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. What is it, about half of our members are sustainers, which is amazing. It's really easy to set up for you. You just do the monthly donations from your bank account or from your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll provide the ongoing support for the programs you love. And you get automatically entered in the drawings that we have during these drives.
Your gift is so powerful. It absolutely makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. So even in our e-commerce, Etsy fast world we live in, it is so much fun to go to a school gym and see the artistry of our neighbors and friends here in Wisconsin. We're talking craft fairs on this Wisconsin weekend. Shout out to the Kris Kringle Christmas Market in Wausau. Let's try that again. The Kris Kringle Christmas Market in Wausau. How about the St. Croix Falls Holiday Boutique at Dancing Dragonfly Winery? There's the Christmas Craft Show at Mosinee High School all tomorrow. Join in with your community's holiday market, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 to join the conversation. Char Terbeest Kudula is the Very Merry Director of the Very Merry Holiday Fair in Baraboo, and she stays with us. All right, Char, you have to divulge here. You founded this in 2007, and you had to put a name to it.
Well,
First of all, I want to encourage all my artist friends to call in, because most of us probably have public radio, Wisconsin Public Radio, on all day long in our studios, because I do.
I love it. Yes.
So how I came up with the name, a lot of times the way I come up with names of things or ideas is during a walk. I'll go out and take an hour-long walk and kind of play with words. I knew I wanted to do a holiday fair or Christmas fair, and I wanted kind of a catchy name. And so for the hour I was walking, I kept playing around with different words, word phrases. And about two-thirds through my walk, this was it, the Very Merry Holiday Fair. And I kept saying it so I wouldn't forget it by the time I got back
to jot it down.
Studio.
Yeah.
So that's how I came up with the name.
So what can we expect on the 13th and 14th of December in Baraboo?
Baraboo is very festive during the Christmas season. And when you, do you want to talk about my show? Or
yes, please.
All about Baraboo.
Oh, I'd love to hear about the show, the fair.
Okay. Well, we open at noon, Friday the 13th, and we'll be, this is our 13th year, and I really should have a birthday cake to celebrate our golden birthday, but I probably won't. And we open at noon, and we're there until 6 o'clock, and then on Saturday we open at 9, and we're there until 4, and we are in the Baraboo Arts and Convention Center, which is on Water Street. Down by the circus or Driftless Glen Distillery. We're right across the street from them, and it's a historic building. It's way over 100 years old. It's just, you walk in, and we try to make it very Christmassy, and, I have greeters who say, hi, how you doing? Come in, and we hand you a shopping bag. And we hope you fill it.
Do you find that your artists, they come year after year? Is it for many a tradition for them?
They do come year after year. We try to make an environment that is very festive and welcoming. This year, we have 60 artisans. I don't call them vendors. I call them artisans, because artisans work with their hands. And so when you come, the people who are in the booth are the people who make the goods. So, that's what we say. This year we will have six new. Out of 60, we'll have six new people. And, my artists come back year after year, and they do well, and they love being in Baraboo. We call ourselves kind of a magical place.
Well, guess what, Char? We have some artists on the phone now. Let's go to Teo in Two Rivers. Hi, Teo.
Hi.
What is your connection? Yeah.
I actually coordinate a craft fair in Manitowoc at the Manitowoc Two Rivers Y, and it will be on December 14th. And in addition to the crafters, we have Mrs. Claus coming to visit between 1 and 3.
Oh, wow. So we have even a special visitor. What do you love about this craft fair?
Well, since I'm a crafter myself, everyone that takes part in the craft fair makes something. It can be anything from, we have someone who produces her own honey, and she brings that. She brings fleece blankets. I bring a whole bunch of knitted stuff, from everything from hats to handmade catnip mice.
Oh, neat.
and then we have some homemade fudge coming. And then we have someone making stuffed animals that she crochets. And someone bringing home decor items, someone making Christmas ornaments. It's
how much fun. That is so great. Char, don't forget the edibles.
Yes, because some people come for the edibles, and they're looking for them for presents. They don't make that stuff to themselves.
Oh, but. Well, Teo, thank you so much for calling in. And Char, you know, you never know what you're going to find. You know, maybe that the knitted item that you're looking for, or something that is like honey.
Well, we also have honey and a fine chocolatier, Roots Chocolate. Our tagline is artists, authors, and purveyors of good things to eat. So you will find, you know, craft items. You'll find painters. You'll find potters. You'll find authors. I like to include that in my show because they also work with their hands and their head and their heart, just like we do when we make, you know, the things that we sell.
Well, let's bring in Sarah now in Columbus. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Just wanted to let everyone know Columbus Music Boosters are hosting an art and craft and vendor fair this Saturday from 9 to 2 at Columbus Middle School.
Awesome. Now, do you have a hand in this? Do you help coordinate it?
No, I don't. I am a music parent, so I get to participate that way. We also do a pretty good-sized bake sale at the entrance, so there's all sorts of fun stuff with that. Historically, one of our moms has brought in some canned goods that she does, some pickles and jams and jellies, that type of thing, too, for that part. It's just a nice combination. Very, you know, for me, it evokes that small-town feel of when I was growing up in an exceptionally small town in Minnesota. Mm. So it definitely feels like holidays and just, you know, wander around and see, for me, it's neighbors and friends who are doing things that I can't.
Oh, I love that sentiment. Char, that is so beautiful.
It is. I think that's what we all have in common. We love where we live and, you know, shop local, support your local artisans, and join together as a community. And many people think they're going to come to our fair and just spend 30 minutes, and they end up hanging out with us because we have, you know, so many wonderful things. You can also have a glass of wine from the Baraboo Bluff Winery. They'll be there selling their wine. So it's just, like she said, a festive community event. We do draw people from all over the state, in Illinois and Iowa. So, you know, they become part of our community for that weekend.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for calling in. There's this one, Char, that I want to ask you about, the Last Minute Holiday Craft Fair in Eagle River. I like the name of it because it pretty much describes my feeling at the holidays. I'm so last minute. What do we know about this one?
Well, it has 125 talented artist crafters. And it also has some vendors there who are buy-sell. And this one is also in the elementary school, and it's from 10 to 3, and it's also free. Like I said, most of our small-town shows are free. There's no charge. And we also have free parking, which is, you know, you don't always get in Milwaukee and Madison, but
If you're a person who makes crafts at home and you're considering scaling up and being part of a craft fair, what are some first steps to take to make that happen?
Well, you first, most of the time, a hobby can become a business. And your family will say, you need to sell this, or, you know, this room is full of things. I think you need to do a craft fair. So every community has many different kinds of craft fairs. And a lot of people start in their church basement or the elementary school. And, you know, they inquire. Some shows and craft fairs you do, you have to jury. Ours is a juried show. But others, you just sign up and show up, bring your table and put out your goods and make some extra cash for the holidays.
Make some extra cash and some extra friends, neighbors you might know, right?
It's a place to hang out. It's great.
Well, Char, thank you so much for joining us, for hanging out with us. We appreciate it.
You are welcome, and come to the Very Merry Holiday Fair in Baraboo, Wisconsin. There's lots of things going on here.
Char Terbiest-Kudula is the owner of Helen's Daughter's Studio. That's a handbag shop in Baraboo, and she founded the Very Merry Holiday Fair that's set for December 13th and 14th. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network. You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and now we're going to get an update on our fabulous year-end member drive that is going strong. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan. Good morning.
Good morning.
This year-end member drive is your chance to support the programs that you count on every day here on the Ideas Network, programs that keep you in touch and informed and inspired and going out to craft fairs. Your gift now at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552 is so important as we end this year and look forward to 2020.
And when 9 more people join during the next 5 minutes, we will meet our goal. These hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs that you enjoy. So make your donation right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How fun is it to talk with people in our communities who are doing really great things, like organizing a holiday craft fair and bringing people together? We try to do that each and every day here on the Ideas Network, bring people together for great conversations. These are the kinds of conversations you count on from The Morning Show.
And WPR is listener supported. You are the listener and you support us. And that means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many, many topics you tune in for every day possible. So please choose an amount that works for you and then go ahead and make your gift.
During this holiday season, give something extra when you support WPR. Your donation makes the programs you love possible. And you can ask for one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month.
And these thank you gifts provide meals to those facing hunger in your area through regional food banks in Wisconsin. So do 2 good things with your gift to WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Sheree from Waupun.
Well, I'm not very pleasant until I have my coffee, or at least get it in the cup. But in the mornings, as soon as I wake up, I turn it on my computer. And I can honestly say when I do return to Florida, I will always listen to WPR. I will always be interested in Wisconsin politics. I will always care about the state of Wisconsin because of WPR.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. Give at WPR.org to stay connected or 888-202-2552. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and I'm here with Jennifer Dargan. Listener support, that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that is why your support during this year-end member drive is so critical for us. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you've decided it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And just a few more minutes left in this hour, and we are looking for 9 more people to join in. Maybe you've been listening to The Morning Show all week long, and you're convinced that this is something that you're going to do. You're going to make a donation. Well, right now is the time that we need you. And thank you so much if you've already given that donation.
And if you haven't, give now. Feel that really great feeling on a Friday morning at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
You are part of our community. You're part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners. And whether you've been listening for years or maybe just a few months, you can become part of another community, our community of members, people who support the programs that they value.
And if you've never given before, start with a gift of $120, or better yet, make that an ongoing gift of $10 a month. Your contribution of any amount makes you a member. And because the largest piece of our funding pie comes from members, you really make a difference. It all starts with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 9 more people to support Wisconsin Public Radio programs in the next couple of minutes. If it happens, we will meet our goal. Help us out. WPR is listener powered, and that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And it's the season of giving, right? Support the radio you love and do something extra. Choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll make a difference for WPR and for those facing hunger in your area.
Your gift right now is so very important. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you so much for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio and The Morning Show.